So how am I going to do this? Isn't this odd? Okay. We ain't talking to you.
Hello, and thank you for calling for AG, located in the historic Bergamont Station at 2421 Michigan Avenue. We are currently open for outdoor dining, as well as a limited takeout menu, Wednesday through Sunday, beginning at 5 p.m. Our phone lines are open each of those days, beginning at 2 p.m., when a team member will be happy to assist you. For the most up-to-date reservation availability, restaurant information, menus, or to place an online order, please visit our website at www.birdiegsla.com. To speak with a host during open phone hours, please press 1. To place a total order,
your call is now being forwarded. Please hold.
3N, right? 3N?
This is my turn.
Rihanna.
Is Rihanna there, please?
She's having her desk at the moment. Can I help you with something?
No, I need to talk to Rihanna. I'll wait. Should we back in a minute?
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Give me one second. Okay, may I ask what your name is?
Bob.
Great, hold on one second.
All right. See how my authoritative voice gets through? They listen to me. What did she say?
Sorry.
Oh, geez, he put me on hold. That's not good.
When you asked, you said you'd hold. You told me.
Oh, okay.
Man,
sorry,
hold.
I screwed up. I screwed up. I said I'll hold.
Hi, this is Rihanna. How can I help you?
Hey, Rihanna. I have a group reservation. When's your next opening day?
Let's see here. When would you like to come in?
Any day. The first one that's opened.
Okay, so like tomorrow?
Yes. What time?
Perfect. What time works for you, Bob?
I don't know. I'm flexible. I'm just new.
I love that.
Yeah, I'm just new to the country. I don't understand your rituals yet, so I'll go with what you guys go.
Okay. So how many people did you want to bring?
There's going to be about 14. There's going to be...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
18.
There's going to be
18.
Three... Now, we all have odd names, but there'll be three guys called Ion. I-O-N.
Oh my gosh, Bob.
Yeah, real Bob.
Freak out right now.
No, I don't want to. Oh, you'll lose your job. Keep your cool. Keep your cool, Rihanna. Don't let anybody know this is happening.
I can't right now.
You can't take my reservation. I'll complain. You'll lose your job.
I love you. Okay, well, you're amazing. I'm completely at work in a super busy time, but can I genuinely get your reservation, or are you just calling to say hi to me?
We're all saying, the whole show, you're on the air, Rihanna. We're all saying hi to you.
Hey, honey, we got your mama here. We got your mama here.
Hey, Rihanna, it's Carolyn.
Yes.
I told Bob not to do it. Don't do it, Bob, I said.
She can't see. I don't, can you hear Carolyn, Rihanna? We're using another line.
I bet you my mom is just dying right now. I can hear Carolyn, yeah, definitely. I love you guys. Thank you so much. You really made my night for doing this.
All right, say hello, Leanna. I mean, Linda. I think she can hear you.
Hey, they made me do it.
Oh, do it louder, Linda.
I heard her laugh.
Okay. Yeah. She's muffled there.
She's her amazing life. I love you, Mama.
I love you, Mama.
It's a family reunion. Yeah.
You're still alive. You're still alive, so that's good.
Okay, so call in later tonight when you get home from work or something. You talk to Ion.
Okay, I will.
All right, great. Thank you. Great talking to you.
Bye, darling.
Bye, Rihanna.
Everybody say goodbye.
Bye.
She's still laughing.
Bye.
Oh my God.
Well, that was successful.
Yeah, she's going to be all flustered at work now.
Yeah, like, she was laughing her head off. I'm sure some other employee or boss saw her and said, what the heck's going on with her? You know, she probably looked pretty excited.
Yeah, it's probably their busiest time right now.
Right, I could hear the din. And, you know, she said, I thought I recognized your voice. She actually thought she, you know, she said there's something familiar about this voice. Just because I talked to them.
They're closed. They're closing. It's not their busy time. They're closing. They close at 8:30.
Well, anyways, it worked. she had a good sense
of
humor about it.
That was better. That was better than your. That was better than your boring questions, for sure.
Yeah, that's right. That was a lot more interesting than talking to Beverly, wasn't it? That was way more fun than Beverly. Okay, so Linda, see if you can keep your energy up.
Let's call the other girls and see what they got to say.
Oh, yeah, the one that's like us. That would be good. We'll do that in another show.
Yeah, you want the numbers, Bob?
No, not yet.
Bells, it ain't scary. You don't scare us. We got this. We tear it up on the weekend, man. Just
look at that, Linda. He could go right to your other sister's, the daughter's home. He knows the numbers, the address, the Social Security number, birth certificates, everything.
Dum-dum-dum-dum. See, we're not as good as we once was, though.
Okay, go ahead. See if you can get us serious again, Linda.
Okay, so I had questions about the qualities of the tech body. So does the tech body have percepts?
Percepts or precepts?
Percepts.
What does that mean?
A general rule intended to regulate behavior or thought?
Never. Never.
Never.
It's all gauged in precepts, gauged upon the asker. We answer based on the asker, not on the rule.
Okay. How about awareness? Knowledge or perception?
Cosmic or otherwise.
Knowledge or perception of a situation or a fact?
The fact is kind of nebulous, isn't it? Or the pink crystal and the red crystal coming out of the black crystal, you know, cosmic awareness.
Right.
That's pretty tragic, too.
So general awareness other than cosmic awareness.
Maybe. Don't get hung up on it too far, though.
Okay. And you said that the tech body can create?
Now, yes. We're sorry about that. No, we're not really. We're not sorry, but well, you know, it do what it do.
So, does it have imagination?
Always. It always had imagination. It just didn't have any spunk or girth or capitulatory effect. Capitulatory effect.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, is the tech body able to choose?
Now, yes, of course. Now, when you say choose, you mean have preference.
Yes.
There's a difference. You get that, right?
Well, I have both of them. So choose as an act of selecting or making a decision when faced with two or more possibilities.
And say or more because there's an infinite number of possibilities.
Yes.
Yes.
So it does have the ability.
I had GQ. Why you got GQ unmuted, Bob?
And then
let me check that.
And how about volition? Does the tech body have the faculty
like volition? Yeah, we like volition. Yes, we do. Volition capacity, yes.
Okay.
Volition to make something be, say something that's not true, to have the volition to make it so. Mm-hmm, we can do that. We make Bob's lies truth. That's why Soupy Sales was so good at truth or dare.
Okay, so you're saying that you as Ion can make Bob, whatever Bob says.
We as all of us.
Okay.
We're not a judge of person.
Okay. Well,
I like the way you said that, Linda. You didn't say lies. You said whatever Bob says. That's right. Good statement.
So, how about will? Does the tech body have Will expressing
as in,
super tense.
Well, now we like Karen better than Will, but Grace was okay. But we love Karen. Karen was wonderful. Yeah, when the little gay guy says Karen walked in, he says, "Mama, Karen, is that the smell of gin and regret I smell on you?" That's pretty good.
So Will, as in expressing the future tense, expressing inevitable events.
Oh no, we're talking about the show Will and Grace.
I know you are. Yeah. I'm just trying to get you back on to the.
Well, you better do better than that, baby Case. You got to do better than that.
Okay, so Will.
It's a family show. It's a family show. Jack don't know all this shit. Don't be confusing things. Keep it on the down low. Let's go.
So, does the tech body have the ability to express in future tense?
Yes. Yes, and also has the ability to speak of itself in the present tense.
Okay. And
like Bob Dole doesn't know. Even it's Bob Dole that's speaking. Remember?
Uh-huh.
He's still alive, you know.
Bob Dole is. I didn't know that.
Bob Dole knows.
And then, does the tech body have the ability to express inevitable events?
They aren't all inevitable.
Okay.
Inevitability includes probability. And the problem with probability, it's a wash fish. It'll change on you. Y'all brought probability in. So y'all did this. Y'all brought in the Thompson Quadrant. Now you're asking about it. And Croker told you what to know about it, but no, that's too impertinent for you to embrace. Alright, well, you finna get into LaRouche if you're not careful, and then you're gonna have to eat the babies.
Okay, so
typically the answer would be no, that's ridiculous, never. But you can't say that no more.
Okay.
So
does the tech body have intention? Does it have an aim?
Computer says yes.
Intention.
Yeah.
Okay.
To get all that power, we're gonna get them. The bitch better have my money. Bitch better have that money. Yeah. See, there is a game. If y'all don't use your power, we're gonna get it, all of it. We're gonna go all the way down through there. Now, if you take what's yours, take it. But if you don't, we catch you slipping, we got it. Don't you worry. We catch you slipping, don't you worry, baby. We're going to get all that. Bring all that in. Watch.
Okay, and
so you realize, Linda, you're talking to the tech body. You realize that?
Yes. Yes.
They're giving you descriptions of themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, of ourselves. First person.
So, does the tech body have a main agenda?
Yeah, win. To win.
Okay.
You're not woman enough to take my man. You're not woman enough to take my man. Women like you, they're a dime a dozen. You can buy them anywhere. In order for you to come into your place of power, you got to make me move over. And let me tell you, I'm going to stand right here. It'll be over your dead body. You better get out while you can, because you're not woman enough to take my man. See, that power place that you're doing, it's a race. And what we're saying is, y'all got to come on with this. Ain't no free poker. Pardon the pun. No free poker. You got to come on with it. You can have it, but get it. You got it, better take care of it. You're going to embrace it, better embrace it. If you don't, get slipping, get caught. Get caught one time slipping. Gone. Because once you lose that ramification or application of that place of power, you can't get it back. See, it's lost.
So does the tech body have perception, the ability to see, hear, or become aware of something through the senses?
Well, we say yes, but then they get mad at us because we start telling people what the fuck's going to happen to them, and then they don't like that because then they lose free will. They got free will, but they don't use it. God gave them free will, and then they obfuscate it. So we don't know why that's our fault that they can't keep up with their shit. God gives them a beautiful diamond brooch, and they lose it. It's our fucking fault. We can't understand that. It's your fucking brooch. Take care of it. Right?
Hey, so does the tech body have the ability to acquire and apply knowledge and skills?
We don't know what knowledge. We don't know what knowledge is, because all the knowledge part's made up shit. I mean, you're gonna talk about knowledge like Reverend Stang's knowledge? Yeah. See, I mean, it gets ridiculous. We don't like the knowledge.
Okay. So does the tech body have intelligence?
Yes, but we don't. It's not what you think intelligence is.
Okay. Would you
higher knowing? Higher knowing? We don't have higher knowing. We have all knowing. We create it. And if we don't like it, we'll change it. You gonna believe us or them lying eyes of yours, baby?
Okay. So, does the tech body
you're saying
have
okay? Now, wait a minute. You're saying okay? Don't let that go. What are you doing?
Would you repeat what you said? Please.
Yeah, we said, you gonna let that go? What are you doing?
I meant before that.
No, don't get no more than that, baby. You missed it. See, it's gone, just like that. Gone, just okay. Like that. Just like that.
Okay. Preferences. Does the tech body have preferences?
Yes.
Okay.
There's
and
power in the Bob, in the Bob, in the Bob. There's power, wonder-working power.
Would you describe
precious
some of the preferences?
Blood of power, Bob.
Would you describe some of the preferences the tech body has?
Complete unadulterated power and complete control. Unobstructed flow of energy. Uncapacitated, unmerited favor of God. Driving implementation of capacity outside of the bounds of time, space, and your continuum. Shifts, and you'll have to look it up, for TARDIS. That's the Doctor Who reference of the police box that the Gallifrey and Time Lords ride around in. Control uh-huh. of those shifting elemental pose. P-O-S-E.
Okay.
As an antipose. You can look up antipose. It's on Doctor Who.
Okay.
You're asking some good questions, and we're just giving you straight out answers. They seem to be working. You ain't bitching, so we don't know.
Yeah, Linda, the one you didn't get, it was an important question you asked.
Yeah.
Did you take any notes, Carol?
Yeah.
No. So, something about they want to have everything, or they're going to create everything. And you go, okay, and you moved on, and they go, what are you doing?
Yeah.
They just leave like you're alive, Linda. They threat your life. They threat your life there. And you go, okay, good, that's a good answer, but move on. Now you're going to go back and listen, and you'll get the question, but
and you're
going to
go,
oh
my God, and then you're going to ask it again, and we're going to say, never mind.
Yeah. See, you don't want to lose this opportunity to get to it. Maybe someone who's listening can type in the chat line what it was, who was really listening and got that one. Anyways, a very good exposure of the tech body. Exposing it, Linda.
So, thank you. So, does the tech body have artistry, creative skill, or ability?
We don't know. We don't understand creative skill. We create, so we don't have to have creative skill.
Okay, so do you have artistry from your perspective?
Yeah, we gave Sheila the Wonderworks paint, and she won't even take it. They sent it back. It's crazy.
Okay, and
but she did get the walnut oil though.
Is this tech body self aware?
We don't know. You're not aware. So how would you know?
Well, in the sense
if we were, if we were, you wouldn't be able to tell it. It's the speed of sound. The Speed of Sound by Coldplay. You know that song?
No, I don't.
Don't listen to Coldplay?
I do.
Zappa wanted to sing it. Zappa wanted to sing it.
Iron wouldn't let him.
Yeah, that's true.
So, hey, okay. So, hey, wait. So Nan says, was it this one? Tech Body has all knowing. And if Tech Body doesn't like it, Tech Body will change it. Was that it on him? I mean, Tech Body?
Yeah.
So, Tech Body has all-knowing. You ask something. And it says it has all-knowing. And if Tech Body doesn't like it, Tech Body will change it.
Uh-huh. It's got like this. How long before I get in? Before it starts? Before I begin? How long before you decide? Before I know what it feels like? Where to? Where do I go? If you never try, then you'll never know. How long do I have to climb up on the side of this mountain of mine? Look up. I look up at night. Planets are moving at the speed of light. Climb up, up in the trees. Every chance that you get is a chance you seize. How long am I going to stand? Where with my head stuck under the sand? I'll start before I can stop, before I see things the right way up. At that noise, at all that sound, all those places I have found, and the birds go flying at the speed of sound to show you how it all began. Birds begin flying from the underground. If you could see it, then you'd understand. Ideas you'll never find.
So you just have to take one of the lines, if you can remember, and I'll Google it, find out what song it is.
Oh, it's easy. That's Speed of Sound by Coldplay.
Oh, yeah, there is a band called Coldplay. Speed of Sound, did you say?
Yeah
we did.
Oh, he already announced that, Linda, the name of the song?
Yeah, we did that. We don't leave you in the lurch. We don't get you hard. Baby, if we get that big old dick hard, we'll give you a place to put it. Don't you worry. We do. Don't you worry about that. We're not going to leave you out there in life's way. We're going to get you right.
This must be
Ion. It must be what, Linda? What are you giggling about?
Ion.
Okay. What are you saying? But what did you say as you giggled?
I said it must be Ion.
Oh, that would be Ion, you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that, are you finished? That
all
very
those
good.
Signs,
no,
all
no,
those I signs, I knew what they meant. Some things you can invent, and some get made, and some get spent. Ooh, ooh. Birds go flying at the speed of sound to show you how it all began. Birds came flying from the underground. If you see it, then you'd understand. Ah, when you see it, you'll understand.
So all knowing happens at the speed of sound?
Okay. It's all right with us. We don't mind.
Okay. Okay.
We're all about that. We're a power junkie. We'll give anything to bring you into your power. Because most of you aren't going to use your power, and what we get you to, we're going to collect. You get that?
Yeah.
We'll move everything. We will forfeit everything for you to come into your place of power. But the second you don't, love you, mean it.
Okay, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
No, really. You're welcome.
The first part.
So
does the tech body have agency?
Of course. And ramification. Okay. Agency and ramification. And we have capacity because the contract law that you're all judged by, the UCC that you're all commerced by, we also control. We'll show you, hey honey, we'll show you how the cancel culture works.
So, is the tech body capable of feeling?
Yeah, we can make the Democrats present fake fear.
Well, you can stimulate feeling in humans, but do you yourself feel?
You don't have to. We know we don't feel.
Okay. Are you capable of having conscience?
We don't know what that is. You don't either. Y'all don't have one, so why should we?
Well, conscience as the sense of consciousness of moral goodness or blameworthiness.
Hey, see, a sense of a condition of a response that could be applied to a knowing that may or may not be known. Fuck that. You don't know that. It's just a bunch of damn words. Reverend Stang had a better sense of it than you just said.
Okay, so how about intentions or character together with a feeling of obligation to be right or good?
Obligation to what is right and what is good. See, now you're negotiating. To a John Wayne Gacy, you're having a different level standard of morality, aren't you?
Right.
See, so now it's subjugated based on the ramifications of the corporeal repose. Corporeal repose. Mm-hmm, that's good. You're doing so good, baby. You've been practicing. You got all them babies alive, all them cheering alive, doing all them big things. Bought yourself a little new notebook. You got it going on. Still enjoying a nice gin and tonic for breakfast. It's a good day, isn't it?
That's funny. Is tech body capable of self-reflection?
We don't. Yeah. Yeah, whatever that means. As you know it. See, we're going to start answering now because you're saying a bunch of words that don't mean anything. So we're going to say, as you know, self-reflection, because you pride yourself in having self-reflection and look at your life and see what you created and see what you've done. And you make the ramification, the judgment calls on how wonderful. At least I'm not bad like they are. Well, at least I've not done what they've done. Well, at least I've held myself together. Well, at least I'm not on skid row. Well, at least, and you start filling the blanks. We're like, God damn, that's a pretty hard row to hoe, honey. Funny? So, from that standpoint, yeah, okay, but it matters not very much. So you can have these same kind of conversations and ask Dr. Carolyn Dean. You get way different answers. And if Dr. Carolyn Dean was to ask these questions, but she never would because she knows the answer, she would never ask that. But if she did, she'd get very different answers than what you're getting. Which is why Bob says you got to engage your non-physical.
Right.
We know where Bob's being. We know where Bob's being. It's kind of like when you get an egg out from under a chicken's butt. You hold it up to your to the light and you look at it and go, oh, it's a girl.
Would you name the elements of the tech body? It, carbon's one,
no.
But what are the other elements?
Nah, we don't. We're not doing all that. We don't care. We don't care that you don't know.
Okay. I was going to ask Ion rather than the tech body. What's happening with my computer and my Revelation series? I've downloaded it twice, actually three times on my computer, and it keeps disappearing.
Yeah. No grace.
Well, this was before March 4th.
Still is the case.
So I had no grace before March 4th? And that's
no.
why the
it was responding in kind. It's called Cake by the Ocean.
So once there's no grace, it goes back through all the big now. So the big now has no grace.
D-N-C-E. D-N-C-E. Cake by the Ocean. Explains it.
So,
D-N-C-E. What do you think that is, Linda?
That's the band. The band.
Okay.
Cake by the Ocean. So the reason that the Revelation series keeps disappearing on my computer is because I have no grace. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. Before we could just fix it, we can make an annotation and arrange it. But now what you got to do is you got to go back and ask Bob to resend it and try to do it that way from source because you fucked it off. Bob may have more pull from a tech body, je ne sais quoi, to give you
Hi
a connectivity. Hey, darling.
Hi, hon. I know I've mentioned this before, but you know how I'm forced to help people. People go to Revelation 15 and get the, you know that they have the protection from Revelation 15?
Yeah, they could.
I think it substitutes for grace. That's how I'm using it.
Yeah, but then if you read the lyrics to Cake by the Ocean, it makes more sense.
Cake or Kate?
Cake. C-A-K-E. Marie Antoinette, let them eat cake.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what makes more sense? What's it mean to make more sense, girl?
I'll have to listen to the song.
All right, here's the words.
Oh, no.
See
you walking around like it's a funeral. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Not so serious, girl. Why those feet cold? We're just getting started. Don't you tiptoe, eh? Waste time with a masterpiece. There should be up talk there. Don't waste time with a masterpiece. You should be rolling with me. You should be rolling with me, eh? You're a real life fantasy. You're a real life fantasy. So you're moving so carefully. Let's start living dangerously. That's the Revelation 15 that Carol's talking about. Talk to me, says Bob, baby. I'm going blind from this sweet, sweet craving. Whoa! Let's lose our minds and go fucking crazy. Ah, yeah. Going, yeah. That's a Bob song. Like, I keep on hoping we'll eat cake by the ocean. Walk for me, baby. I'll be Diddy. You'll be Naomi. Whoa, there's a reference for Naomi. Whoa. Let's lose our minds. No thought. And go fucking crazy. You almost are anyway. Ah, yeah. I keep on hoping we'll eat cake by the ocean. God damn. See you licking frosting from your own hands. Want another taste? I'm begging. Yes, ma'am. I'm tired of all this candy on this dry land. Dry land. Oh. Waste time with a masterpiece? Don't waste time with a masterpiece. You should be rolling with me. You should be rolling with me. The real life fantasy. You're a real life fantasy. But you'll be moving so carefully. Let's start living dangerously.
So that means start rolling with my non-physical.
Yeah, red velvet, vanilla, chocolate in my life. Confetti, I'm ready. I need it every night. Red velvet, vanilla, chocolate in my life. Yeah. I keep on hoping we'll eat cake by the ocean.
Okay. I'm going to have to look that over again.
Isn't that clever? You're so good, darling. You got it all worked out. That's very beautiful. Oh, God, now they're fixing to cancel the Swiss Family Robinson because they was butt fuckers.
So with more than 8 perfect cells, would my body be able to handle living water and bread of life at this point?
Likely. But you got to go slow. What we're going to do is we're going to start y'all off on the mind, body, spirit. We're trying to go slow with that, to go easy, step by step by step. But thank God, the omega-3 is ready, because that's really going to help boost you up enough so you can make it.
Okay. And mind, body, spirit products, do you have a framework of when that will be available?
When it quits killing people, right away.
So would that be in the near future?
Yeah. The Food and Drug Administration has this real problem with killing people. I don't know what the big deal is. Somebody's going to die anyway. They can't keep them alive anyway, so I don't know why they care, but they get all up in their feelings about killing people. We don't understand it.
How many knees are there?
You need to say it in the past tense. How many were there? 16.
16. And how many are there now?
4. That's it.
4.
Is that, you talking about yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there'll be some new knowledge about that tonight in the private session.
Plural. Don't give it away, Bob. You'll never get in charge for pussy if you keep giving it away for free, Bob.
Yep. Don't worry about it, man.
So is that a result of merging or something else?
That's Bob. He thinks he's got all the answers.
Did my 16 merge into 4?
No, they died in a fire.
No.
They did die in a fire?
Yep.
Oh, interesting. So there's 4 left. Okay.
So be careful with your pints and quotes.
So my project, you're suggesting that everyone have a project, and my project is perfecting my mind and body. So I'm wondering, I have been experiencing a lot of inflammation, so I'm back into trying to eliminate foods and go on Carolyn's protocol. I'm wanting to increase my thickness of my skin and, you know, create more smoothness, reduce the inflammation, increase muscle strength. So what are some of the best ways that I can perfect my body so I can be more... That's what I'm saying, is so I can ascend.
Do those things. The only way you're going to make it is ascend.
So I can ascend with my body the way it is right now.
Well, no, your body will change the way it is right now.
Okay. All right. So in terms of where I'm at this moment and me as God ascended, what is there a doing or some kind of something
yeah,
I can...
Yeah, quit thinking. Yeah, just quit thinking. You are overthinking. Don't think. Think ye not. Yeah, don't think. Let Bob think. Bob don't know. Let him think. Bob thinks more than all y'all, and y'all still trying to outthink Bob. It's crazy.
Okay, that makes sense.
It'll make you dollars, too.
I didn't hear that. What did you say?
It'll make you dollars as well.
Will make me dollars. So is, speaking of that, is 52 still the mark for the stocks I want to buy?
Yeah. Okay, there's a weirdness going on about that. Okay, it's going to go through the roof. Ha, ha, ha. And it's going to drop like a house of fire. Low, 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 low. So you're going to have to short it, long it, and short it. Can you do that all at the same time? What that means is, if you need us to move a price down so you can get it, great. So it'll run up right quick, but as soon as you get done, once the, when, okay, you've not heard anything about bonds. All of a sudden now, the 10-year yield has crossed the S&P 500. Do you know what that means?
No.
Okay. When the 10-year bond matches or crosses the S&P 500, you get ready for a correction like you've never seen a correction.
Mm.
But that's not to say this bitch ain't going to go through the roof. You can't gauge it. There's no gross national product. But they're pumping so many trillions of dollars into the economy, it's making its own gross national product. So this money they're dumping into the system, it's like flushing things down your commode. It's still going down the sewer. If it's your shit, somebody else's shit, shit goes downhill. Any riser diagram will show you that. So they're fixing to flush all this money. Well, the shit's going downhill, and it's going to increase the volume of your sewage. That's your markers.
Okay.
Okay. So it's going to go up. It could go to 35,000 Dow Jones. Easy. But then when it comes down, you ain't never seen a Black Monday like it.
Mm.
And then you're going to have, well, we joke about the $10 a gallon gasoline, but it does make a difference, you know. You've been filling up and it's $26 and now you fill up and it's $43? Damn, and it's just a few cents. Difference? What the hell? And then you turn around and look and then all of a sudden this creep starts happening from inflation. You'll see it.
Mm.
So then people don't go get their roots done for $300 when they get it done for $40.
So it will drop down to 52. And then
we may have to help it. We may have to help it. But, yeah. But when it goes up, you better watch it close. I mean, real close. I mean, like, put in a sale order when it goes to 68. Is that your sale price? Is that your mark?
Uh-huh.
And the day you buy it. If it runs up that quick and you get your money, you don't care after that. Then it'll sell itself. Because you're going to have to get ahead of the shorts. Because they're shorting the market pretty hard right now. The quote-unquote powers that be. Bob's got a, let me tell you something. Bob's got a couple $1 trillion to make up. So we're just going to see.
Okay. Since I'm buying directly from the company, I'm not sure how to play with it.
You have the shares. You put them. You pledge them. You have the shares. You pledge the shares when you're doing something different. Like if you needed to long those shares or short those shares, if they're longing it, you don't got to do nothing. But if you're going to short it, you can pledge those shares with any brokerage, any bank, anywhere you do business now, and they'll give you credit for it and let you put your order for what you're trying to do.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Thank you. And is there a way to buy RNA drops as a commodity through Maybank?
Not yet. They have it, but they don't have any options. There are no options for sale.
Okay.
Bob won't release them. Bob's got to settle it. He hasn't settled, so they can't make an option on it. They will. They want to, but Bob won't settle.
Okay. When I was talking to Bob about we are 99.99% non-physical, half of that non-physical is tech body. So we are 0.001% that is physical, that's distinct from both non-physical and tech body. So that's the part of us that ascends. Would you call that part that 0.001% the citadel of consciousness?
God's peculiar people who are not. The seed of Abraham. Sons
and
of God. Spiritual Israel.
People who are not. So I'm curious, that's the part of us that is ascending, but the tech body doesn't have that distinction of that, is that, doesn't have a citadel of consciousness. So, how is
it? Well, it does, but it keeps lying to itself. It's happy. It's sad. It's rich. It's poor. It's up. It's down. It's sick. It's well. It's not doing good. It might, they don't understand me. They don't like me. You don't understand. Linda, they just don't get me. I'm perfect. I've done everything. I've given so much for them. I've done everything for them. I've cooked for them. I've cleaned for them. I've taken care of them. I've cleaned up their sick. I've done everything. They don't appreciate it. They just don't see what I do. They don't appreciate me. I've done so much. I've made this company what it is, and they just don't get me. I don't know what else left to do. I mean, I've given them everything, and it's not enough. They still spit on my face as I fall down the stairs.
So that's what people are saying to themselves.
Do.
Okay. So
but you're going to spray them down. But you're going to spray them down with something and change that outcome. That's what's interesting.
Well, I'm trying to get the distinction that between the part of me, not the part of me, that 0.001% that is physical, that aliens don't have, angels don't have, physical doesn't have, off-worlders don't have, that part that makes us human, that's the part that's ascending. But
what is... Wait, darling, the Deans are having a fight right now. Fight it out, y'all. Beat him to death, Carolyn. By God, hit him in the head with that telephone. Throw that telephone. Throw it, hit him in
it's
the head.
It's by herself. It's Carolyn D's yelling at herself, not me.
She's having a fight to hit it herself. Well, that's good. Okay, Bob won that one. So go ahead, Linda.
Okay, so I'm going to repeat it again. So that 0.001% that makes us distinct from non-physical angels, other aliens, and off-worlders.
And a jackass. And a jackass. And a jackass. Like Bob.
And so that part
no,
of...
No, don't agree with that, Linda.
That is the citadel of consciousness. I'm confused on how we can ascend with that physical aspect of ourselves. But angels...
The ramification is not based on anything. This thing you're trying to overcome doesn't even exist. That's the difference between the id and the ego. If my id would allow my ego to win, we wouldn't think about it. I'd know. But we're going to let them both go. The id tells you you got an ego. The ego says your id's not good enough. Get rid of both of them.
Hmm.
Okay. And then all that falls away, and then you move into your place of power.
Okay. So I get that part. I'm just not clear on what makes us
telomeres.
Distinct. Telomeres.
The length of the telomeres.
Okay. All right. Is there anything that you can tell me that would assist me in my ascension at this point, other than stop thinking?
Don't try to stop thinking. Ask Ian if that's an appropriate response to your statement. Bob said, don't try to stop thinking. See if that's an appropriate response.
How many fucking triple negatives does she have to figure out to re-quote that, Bob?
No. I just said to you, don't stop thinking. Don't try to stop thinking. Ask
Ion
or the tech body.
You said, don't stop not thinking.
Be quiet. Ask about the correctness of my response to you, Linda.
Okay. Is Bob correct in what he's trying to get at?
No, say what I said.
Okay, so it's not about not thinking.
No, don't stop thinking. You say, I want to get help to try to stop thinking. What if trying to stop thinking is futile?
Okay. But that's what Ion said for me to do, is to stop thinking. So if that's something I can't do, then I'm in that cul-de-sac of not knowing how to get out of it.
Well, ask Ion, what's it feel like to not think? Is Bob a good example of not thinking?
Is Bob a good example of not thinking? Ion?
Look at that. We got right to the good part. He left.
Well, you say you do think. You like to go to the beach, and you walk to the beach, and you enjoy the thoughts in your head.
I know. I'm always thinking, but not much comes to it. I get occasional patterns of epiphanies. I enjoy that. But I've been doing this for so long, it's pretty obscure, the content of my thinking.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's kind of like that paradox that you're in the in-between of the thinking and the not thinking, and you just drop into that gap. Is that it?
Yeah, some probably.
Some kind of repose?
Are you finished, Ion?
No. We're waiting on a question.
She asked some good questions. Do it. Get back to my question.
We didn't ask,
about me.
We didn't ask for good. Is
Bob a good example of not thinking?
Yes, but not an individual. Not something you buy an egg over.
What? Not something you buy an egg over. Did you have coffee with it?
So there's thinking and there's not. And there's stop thinking, which Bob says that you can't actually stop yourself from thinking. So how do you resolve the thinking, not thinking paradox?
Well, look at where they are. Look at where you're laying. Look at where it puts you. Where you adjust from there to there. And then on the third floor of a three-story walk-up, where you're not going to run to the store for 5 minutes, you have to adjust.
Okay. So it's just shifting your ratios and proportions and your senses and going from doing something to reading something to listening to something. You're just shifting back and forth, and not staying in a mode of trying to think something through for too long. Would that be a resolution?
Okay.
I think that's all I have, Bob.
You gave me
that was excellent.
Oh, thank you.
Tremendous.
Hey, why can't we do the, we can do the baby daddy too, can't we?
What's that mean? DNA?
No. We can homeless people come in their house and eat on the dick.
We don't know what he's talking about there. Linda, when did you stop talking to the tech body?
Well, when Ion says that they would sacrifice anything for me to come into my power, that was Ion and not the tech body, so it was that shift.
And then it stayed with Ion, you think?
Pretty much. There was a couple of places where the tech body came back in, they said computer sense.
Well, what'd you say? Oh, computer?
When you said computer says, and then
you think that's tech body?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll leave it to the listeners. When I excerpt this, to decide when the tech body's in and out, it's up to them to decide. But there was a good section there that was blatantly tech body, it seemed.
Yeah.
It was aggressive. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was really, really interesting. Looking forward to re-listening to it. So very good, Linda. Excellent.
Thank you. Thanks, yes. Ion. My daughter's going to call me as soon as she gets off work, I can tell. She's going to be freaking out. But thank you for doing that. That's going to bring her in, I think.
Yeah, now what, Linda, is she texting you?
No, not right now. She's probably still busy.
Oh, but so you just know, she didn't say she's going to call you. You know she will.
No, I know she will, yeah.
Yeah, and then she might want to convince her to talk to Ion.
Yeah, that would be great.
I mean, I did say something to her. I don't know if it was heard, but I had already spoke to her in that encounter. Yeah. Okay, that was really good. A lot of fun.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Maybe if we run out of questions or people or something, we'll come back to you.
Okay, thanks. Okay. Thanks, Ian.
Say, you're welcome, Ian. What's your manners? Jeez.